Welcome to the Directors Club Podcast, your go-to resource for child care center owners and directors seeking success at their centers. Each week, we dive into the world of child care management, sharing valuable tips, tools, resources, and strategies to help you build enrollment, retain top teachers, and streamline your operations. With a casual and lighthearted approach, we tackle the challenges you face from staffing and enrollment to business skills and time management. Join us as we unlock the secrets to creating a thriving childcare center. Let's laugh, learn, and grow together. This is the Directors Club Podcast.
Welcome to the Directors Club, podcast dedicated to supporting early childhood education program directors like you. In this episode, we'll be diving into a critical topic that many leaders face, compassion fatigue. As someone who is intimately aware of the struggles and challenges faced by those under your care, it's essential to recognize the impact this can have on your own well-being. Compassion fatigue can drain your energy, affect your ability to lead effectively, and lead to burnout if not properly addressed. Join us as we explore the practical strategies and insights to help you navigate the demands of leadership while maintaining your own emotional well-being. Together, let's learn how to avoid compassion fatigue and continue making a positive difference in the lives of your children, families, and educators in the field of early childhood education. As a leader, you're often aware of the struggles those around you are facing. You're familiar with the needs of the children under your care, and you may even know about difficulties in their families. You're aware of challenges your staff members are facing, and you may have insight into their personal struggles outside of work. Compassion fatigue is a term for the emotional and physical exhaustion sometimes experienced by those in a helping role. It's especially common in professions that involve giving a lot of oneself or spending time with people who have experienced trauma or hardship. When someone's experiencing compassion fatigue, they feel exhausted from giving so much of themselves and trying to meet the needs around them. They might even feel helpless to make any real change in the lives of those they work with. There are a few things you can do to prevent compassion fatigue. Here are a few tips. Make time for self-care. Self-care is a crucial part of avoiding compassion fatigue. Make sure you're taking time to care for yourself. Give your body what it needs to function at its best. Learn how to manage your stress in healthy ways. Make time for activities that you enjoy and that help you recharge while you're away from work. Remember the limits of your role. It's great to be available and supportive to families and staff, but at the end of the day, you can't fix all of their problems. It's also not your job to fix all of their problems. Learn to find the balance between offering appropriate support versus trying to be a superhero. Focus on giving support in ways that are appropriate for someone in your role. Be aware of when you need a break. There are times when it will be reasonable and important for you to give more of yourself to help someone. It's okay to go above and beyond sometimes, but doing so all the time will inevitably lead to exhaustion. There will be times when you need to step back to care for yourself. Pay attention to your body, your emotions, and your energy level. When you sense you need a break, take it. While leadership is a demanding role, it shouldn't require you to sacrifice your well-being. Pay attention to how your job is affecting you, including the amount of energy and empathy it requires. When the job starts to weigh on you, make a few adjustments to lighten the load. Thank you for joining us in this episode of the Directors Club. We hope that the discussion on avoiding compassion fatigue has provided you with valuable insights and practical tools to apply in your role as an early education program director. Remember, Prioritizing your own well-being and finding balance in your leadership journey is not only beneficial for you, but also for the children, families, and staff members you support. By taking care of yourself, you can continue to create an environment of compassion, understanding, and growth. We encourage you to implement the strategies discussed and seek ongoing support as you navigate the challenges and joys of leadership. Together, we can foster a community of resilient and thriving early childhood education programs.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Directors Club. We hope you found tips, tools, and strategies valuable for your child care center. To access even more resources and take your center to new heights, visit our website at thedirectorsclub.net. There you'll find a wealth of exclusive content, training programs, and support tailored specifically to child care center owners and directors. Don't miss out on this opportunity to unlock your center's full potential. Remember, success starts here at the Directors Club.